In the Gospel today, St. Luke writes, "At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Who, having heard, was troubled at his saying, and thought what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel said, "Fear not, Mary." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Rosary Gospel, St. Luke, artist of God's Word and of God's Mother, paints us a picture, how it all started, the gospel, the divine motherhood, God among us, and how that Mary was troubled at the start, at the angel's word. St. Luke gives us all the details. He describes the circumstances of this first Rosary mystery, which began with Mary being troubled. This Rosary Sunday, consider with me the circumstances, not the, as the gospel starts, in illo tempore, not the at that time, but at this time. For we are meant to work in our own circumstances as we work out the meaning of each mystery of the Rosary. And Mary, like so often it's the case, are troubled. So many conflicts concerning Christ and his church and our country. You are pious, you are patriotic, and you make your own these troubles. And then there are your own, properly speaking, your annunciations, your angels, God's word and will for you. And yes, your trouble too. But in all circumstances, I am content. St. Paul wrote that to the Corinthians. I'm content with weakness and with insults and with hardships and with persecutions. I am content with constraints for Christ's sake. Now, with that contentment comes a gentle, a warm even, and a so strong confidence, a childlike confidence for all that, really, especially when we keep her company with the chaplet, that is to say, our daily one-third of the full rosary. One bishop said once, in Mary's company, age does not wither us. Everyone may keep the freshness and the charm of childhood. We, children of Mary, we don't ever want to grow up. We're beset by conflict, and we celebrate today this deceptively simple and childlike prayer, which we use in all these circumstances. It keeps us content, regardless of the content of our lives. Consider its content, the Most Holy Rosary. It starts with the sign of the cross, and then comes the creed, a childlike faith. I believe. For you told me so, Father, through Mother, Holy Church. And that's enough. I believe the confirmation gift of understanding will make it fully mine, but faith delivers the goods at the start. And then, after the creed and our first prayers, we start the decades that complete the rosary prayer. And this is a good way for children to learn their prayers early on. One Our Father and 10 Hail Marys, and then one Glory Be, strung together how? On beads. How childlike. Just as, I suppose, larger ones, lest they should swallow them, just as you would give to a child to play with. And what's a baby going to do? He's going to put it in his mouth to taste it. And that's how we are too, children of Mary. We play with them. We put them in our mouth to taste and savor them, these mysteries. Imagination is the key. As we tell the mysteries, and see, I can count up to 10 Hail Marys, the timing for each. And we don't mind repeating them all our life long. We're like children asking for the same story night after night. All our lives and all of our history. So many crosses and such suffering. And only sometimes we carry the crosses with confidence, during the circumstances which trouble us so. As Pius spoke, to Leo once, so Leo speaks once more. The hymn written during the reign of that glorious Pope opened our Mass. He reigned at the end of the 19th century, the first years of the 20th. And he wrote, as token of his homage, 15 encyclicals for the 15 mysteries of the Holy Rosary, exploring the riches of each one of those mysteries. He says, Pope Leo does, say the sorrowful mysteries to keep your peace and freedom of mind, lest you be demoralized and sink under the hardships of the battle of life. You remember the troubling circumstances, don't you, from your Catholic history, of all of the rosary victories, the Battle of Lepanto. Talk about troubling. 16th century. Europe was all taken up with the Protestant revolt and the humanist renaissance. Weakened, worldly, they wouldn't pull together, not even in the face of this great naval force set to conquer and destroy them. Who would help defend against the Mohammedans? You know the answer. Or Austria in the 50s. The Russians liked it there. They weren't going to leave. Who would make them go? Or Brazil, communists again, just on the cusp of taking over. These battles, like ours today, seemed lost at the outset, but they were won. Every one, for someone, prayed the rosary and processed their petitions to God's throne above. Just after Lepanto's victory, the persecution started in Japan and finished off the Franciscans and their faithful. Undeterred, the Dominicans, taking advantage of a lull in the battle, arrived from the Philippines in the year 1607. And how did they reconquer the country for Christ? The Rosary Confraternity. They set up a confraternity wherever there was a group of Catholics, and the one in charge, called the mayordomo, was in charge of giving out the mysteries, assembling the faithful, and then announcing the mysteries and reading a little meditation by the Venerable Louis of Granada. And then they would pray their rosary together, and they were doing great work in rebuilding the Catholic faith in Japan when all of a sudden, one, only takes one, dirty English Protestant, as the Irish would say, who was a certain William Adams, captain of a Dutch trading vessel, denounced them to the government as spies. And then the persecution started all over again with more vigor. But nothing could shake the faith of the members of the Rosary confraternity, and they went to torture as to a picnic with rosary in hand. And as St. Philip Neri would say, dear members of the confraternity, I wish the same for you. And then after that, those who were left, they went underground, the Catholics. And they were still around centuries later because of the rosary when the priests came back. Opposition, legal oppression, torture and death. Our tendency, of course, is to view all of this as a disaster, a dire obstacle on our way. Not so, says the Jesuit, the great priest of divine providence, Father de Cassade. Don't be troubled, he writes. This is the way. It's not an obstacle on your way. This is the way. What God arranges for us to experience is the best and the holiest thing that could happen to us. It's holy. It's from God. So that's why it's worthy of a mention and more, a meditation, when you pray your rosary. These are just so many disguises, Father de Cassade continues, which seem to destroy God in our lives, but you are seeking for the secret way of belonging to God, maybe like those hidden Christians in Japan. And there's only one. Make use of whatever he offers you. Let every circumstance lead you to this union with him. For Father Maximilian Kolbe, who died at Auschwitz, the secret was indeed the Blessed Mother and the Rosary. He wrote once, sometimes we're depressed because we don't see the link between our happiness and these circumstances which sadden us. But this is because, he gives a good explanation here, this is because of our mind's limitation. We're not angels, and we're certainly not God. So therefore, we're limited in what we can grasp. At the same time, still, by faith, we can imitate the angels and glorify God with what he sends us in our life. And we can gain another rosary victory, even as Father Maximilian did, poisoned to death with an injection of carbolic acid there in the Nazi concentration camp bunker on the Vigil of the Assumption. But, final word, take cheer. These drear circumstances are not for everyone, necessarily. Our angel doesn't always carry a troubling message, does he? No. It could very well be comfort. And if you'd reach for your rosary, it would be relief. Father Maximilian himself was an angel to a young married man the father of a family. He had been selected by the camp commandant for execution. But Father Maximilian stood forward, and he willingly gave his life to spare the other. What does your angel have to say to you? Well, it's always fear not at the end of the particulars, regardless of your circumstances. The rosary spells relief. As you unravel the troubling circumstances of your life's mysteries linked with Christ's and his mother's, fear not. A rosary victory awaits. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.